呢个福气嚟到听到神你嘅呼召。
So that we live on earth can really have this blessing to hear your calling.
多谢你赐俾我哋启示录。
Thank you that you have given us the book of Revelation.
使到我哋世人喺地上所受嘅冤屈都能够得到主你自己嘅光照引领。
So that all the people on earth have this persecution, will they see God's leading?
求你亲自嘅对我哋说话。
Please speak to us personally.
让圣灵嚟到帮助我哋明白呢段嘅圣经。
May the Holy Spirit teach us understand this passage.
让我哋更加渴慕与你亲近。
So that we can eager and longing to be close to you.
将我哋心里边一切所思所想嘅都能够向你陈明。
So that we can pour our heart to you and what we think and how we feel.
让你自己亲自光照我哋。
May you enlighten us.
只有喺耶稣基督里边，我哋先至有出路。
Only we can really have the way out in Christ.
教导我哋点样做你嘅门徒。
Teach us how to be your disciples.
完成你喺我哋生命里边嘅工作。
Finish the task you have assigned for us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
阿们。
Amen.
我们看这段圣经的时候，大家不知道有没有继续有这个第七章那个印象。
Have you read this passage? Do you have ever have the impression of what you read from chapter 7?
前面都是讲开那个七印，到开第七个印的时候，就有这样的图画。
So in a previous chapter talking about the open up all seven seals. So when they come to the seven seals, this is the passage show up.
头嗰六印咧，都系讲到一啲嘅审判，一啲嘅灾难临到。
The previous six seals are talking about all the disasters and all the persecution.
忽然之间到第八章一节嘅时候咧，第七印一打开就静晒。
So when it comes to chapter 8, when the seventh seal was revealed, all of a sudden the whole earth was really quiet.
这个的安静有成半个钟头的时间。
This silence was last about half an hour.
为什么会有静了半个钟头，什么事都没有发生这样呢？
How come there would be last silence for half an hour, nothing happened?
静不等于没有做。
Silent, be quiet, doesn't mean there's nothing have done.
其实静落嚟嘅时候，我哋嘅整其实有好多事干就喺我哋周围平静落落嚟，将好多嘅事干可以澄清。
When our environment around us is really falling quietness, that we can really have so many things we can really clearly understand.
尤其是这个世界走向灭亡堕落的时候，我们应该怎样做？
Particularly when this world is really approaching fallen world and also in the bottom pit.
以致我们能够采取一些什么行动，做之前我们要安静祈祷。
So before we venture, what should we do? Then we should really in prayer.
尤其是我们在神的面前更加要肃静。虔敬的静默。
Particularly that we were in front of our Lord, we should be really be silent and also how to be reverence.
哈巴谷书教导我们说，为耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都应该在他面前肃静静默。
In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 20 say that,But the Lord is in his holy temple and let all the earth keep silence before him.
另外，这个撒加利亚书二章十三节也都这么讲。
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 13 also mentioned like this.
我们试试一起读一次。
Let's read it together.
请。凡有血气的都当在耶和华面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来了。
be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
这个背景就讲到神要开始起身，要做一啲嘢啦。
So this is the background talking about the Lord stand up and then try to about to do something.
神要做嘢，喺呢个时刻会做啲咩嘢呢？
At this moment like this, what the Lord will do?
就系佢要施行佢嘅审判。
He will really start his judgment.
让嗰啲邪恶被歼灭。
So all the evil will be really wiped out.
受冤屈嘅人得以能够得伸冤。
All those people was under really wrong judge that they will become really clear out.
呢净系天使手里边攞嘅呢个香炉里边，佢嘅百姓嘅祈祷向神嚟到哭诉所带嚟嗰一种嘅呼喊，使到神要出手去拯救。
The angel put the censers and bring up all this prayer from all the people and their cry. So our Lord is about to do something.
參孫嘅爸爸媽媽未生參孫之前就睇到有天使。
Before Samson was born, his parents saw the angel.
咁佢哋向呢個天使嚟到獻上對神嘅敬拜。
So they really offer their worship to the Lord through in front of this angel.
以至喺士師記十三章十九節就睇到一幅咁嘅圖畫，一路念到二十節。
So that was in the book of Judges have this kind of picture show up, and that is from verse 19 to 20.
馬羅亞就係參孫嘅爸爸，將一隻山羊羔同埋素祭擺喺磐石上獻俾神。
Manoah is a father of Samson, so he took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord.
咁天使咧喺嗰度就行神迹啦。
At that point, the angel performed miracles.
咩嘅神迹咧？佢两公婆咧就睇住，就睇到咧见呢个火焰从呢个坛上咧系往上升，而天使咧就跟住呢个火咧亦都升上去。
So this couple saw the miracles, and then when the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, so they were the one witness it.
而佢哋嘅反应就去俯伏喺地敬拜神。
So their response to these miracles, they were be prostrate and fell on their face to the ground.
所以今日我哋亦都喺神嘅面前祈祷。
So today that we want to pray in front of our Lord,
我们用祈祷代替烧山羊。
We use prayer in place of the young goat burning.
我们用祈祷将我们的冤屈献给神。
Through prayers, we offer our heart feelings to the Lord.
因为我们知道我们今天面对的是一个属灵的征战。
Because we know that what we face today is a spiritual warfare.
我哋唔知道好多事发生嘅背景系乜嘢。
We do not know the background of all this thing happening.
我哋只有祈祷去求问神。
The only way to do is through prayer and really tell our Lord.
我哋求问神，我哋应该点样去处理
？We ask our Lord and say, how are we going to handle and settle these things?
点样去面对呢啲苦难
？How are we going to face all these sufferings?
呢个就系祷告嘅一个，俾我哋一个嘅好紧要嘅一个教导。
So this is what through prayers and we learn all this teaching.
但好可惜，今日好多教会再唔讲呢啲邪灵或者属灵嘅征战。
Unfortunately, nowadays many churches will not talking about this warfare, this struggling.
以致我哋忽略咗祈祷嘅重要性。
So that oftentimes we just miss out.The importance of prayers.
所以我哋在我哋睇继续睇启示录下边呢啲审判之前
，before we look into the book of Revelation or the judgment，
我哋要再一次翻去祈祷嘅生命里边。
We should go back to the life of prayers.
门徒嘅生命其实系唔容易做嘅。
As a disciple of the Lord, it's not easy.
更加需要弟兄姊妹一齐祈祷嚟到去托住。这个门徒的大使命
we need to be united together and pray together to really support the Great Commission. Because the Satan will not let us go easily. If we will not continually, fervently to pray, this spiritual warfare will be really in a very disastrous way. Because the judgment comes very soon.
7
trumpets about to blow out.
這些喇叭一吹, 審判更加的嚴重。
Once the trumpet is to blow up there, then the judgment will be really coming just at the very moment.
所以這個安靜的時刻,
in this quiet moment, we need to pray.
究竟為什麼跟喇叭有關係呢?
What does it relate to the trumpet?
我們就要看看, 祈禱在神的教導裡面呢, 是非常之重要, 亦都顯示到這個吹喇叭呢, 是有它本身的一種的, 的教導。
So we can see that the prayers are very important and also very significant meaning of the trumpets.
大家手上有聖經呢, 可以, 翻出, 這個文數記第10章。
If you have a book about a Bible, please turn to Numbers.
經文就是說從第一節到第三節就是神去吩咐摩西在這個曠野的時候要做兩支喇叭。
In book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 1 to 3, actually the Lord spoke to Moses, asked him to make 2 trumpets.
那這個喇叭用來做什麼呢?
What's the function of the trumpets then?
在經文裡面就說是用來招聚會眾的。
So from the Bible verses in telling us to summon, the function of the trumpet is to summon the congregation.
讓12支派的百姓能夠, 當這個喇叭吹響的時候, 大家都會圍去會幕的門口來敬拜神。
So for these 12 tribes of God's people, once they hear the trumpet blow and they will come to the entrance of the tent of meeting.
所以喇叭一吹響的時候, 是什麼功能呢?
So once the trumpet really blow, and what the function then?
有什麼功能啊?
What are the functions?
剛剛講完而已。
We just mentioned before, right?
是用來招聚會眾。
The function to summon the congregation.
今天你們如果在回教, 回教徒的社會裡面，有時你就會聽到有人就開始到他們要祈禱的時候，他們就有吹這個喇叭，或者大聲地去叫大家開始祈禱了。
If you are in the city or the environment of the
Muslim,
and then you will hear the call of worship, and you can hear the sound to really asking the people to prepare to pray.
今天仍然有很多教堂在一些鄉村的地方會聽到星期日早上時間到就會敲響這個鐘來提醒大家要回來教堂了。There
are some locations also on Sunday before the worship, they will use the bell, tolling the bell to really telling you time to come to worship.
隨著年代的演進,
as the time goes on,
這個喇叭的另外一個功能就是要號令軍隊要前進或者退後。
The function of another trumpet, another function of the trumpet also is a really marching, telling the army how to march into the battlefield.
跟第一個功能有關係的就是慶祝一些節令開始了。The
third one also is the beginning of a festival.
到啟示錄約翰用這個看見這個吹喇叭是讓我們看到不單止這三個功能。
So from the book of Revelation, Paul not just only John not just only mentioned these 3 functions of the trumpets.
就是講到神的審判要出現。
And also mentioned about God's judgment will be really start.
这个出现呢会影响到全世界。
This thing will really affect the whole world.
阵间我哋会简单嘅去睇一睇圣经里边点样形容。
Later on, we will briefly and we will show you how the Bible describes it.
但我哋今日嘅重点，希望大家能够注意嘅，就系要睇到呢个审判来临嘅时候，我哋基督徒要做啲乜嘢。
So the most important things for us Christians, when you knowing when this judgment is coming soon, what are we going to do?
我哋呢个系世界末日，好多电影讲得好凄惨，但系我哋基督徒可以做啲乜嘢咧？
So for the end of the world, a lot of movies really depicted such a sad times. But what are Christians supposed to do then?
当灾难来临嘅时候，我哋有咩嘅反应呢？
When disaster arrived, what was our response action?
圣经教导我哋第一就系要祈祷。
The first most important, the Bible teach us how to pray first.
喺呢个时刻，我哋更加要好好祈祷。
Particularly in that kind of time being, that we should learn how to pray well.
因为这个世界堕落，有很多事情是越变越差，越变越坏。
Because this is a fallen world, it will grow worse and worse.
所以我们要做好准备。
So we should prepare ourselves.
我们要准备之前，我们要好好求神给我们力量。
Before the preparation, we should ask the Lord give us strength.
所以我们的祈祷要更有内容。
So that our prayers should have a lot of substance.
因为苦难要来临了。
Because the trial and persecution is coming.
今天很多不法的事件已经不断地发生。
There are so many lawless things happening.
我们最近我们在美国的社会里面对于那些警察去打黑人呢，是大家都很憎恶的一件事，成为一个种族的议题。
Lately, then, in the United States, we had encountered so many brutal beating from the policemen. This can be a really a debatable subject.
今次让我们更加觉得恐怖的就是竟然黑人警察去打自己的黑人。
So the worst thing that's happening is the black policemen beat their own kind.
我们看见华人杀回自己的华人。
And then we also witness Chinese descent also kill their own Chinese people.
我们求主怜悯，我们不只是看个新闻，而是心里面有一个恻隐之心。神啊，我可以做得什么？
So when we read those, listen to all this news,Ask God to give us the compassionate heart and ask, what can we do?
我给大家六个指引。
I will give you the 6 points.
可以大家去思考的。
So for you to ponder on.
很快脆呢，我过一下。
So I will just really briefly and fast and we'll go over this.
第一，要好好读圣经。
The first of all, you read the Bible thoroughly.
你先至能够分辨究竟乜嘢系要做嘅，乜嘢系唔应该做。
So that you can know the differentiation. What should we do and what should not do?
第二嘅仍然系祈祷。
The second one also pray.
就系祈祷让人得到福音。
So pray that the other people will get the gospel.
好似而家阳光开始透落嚟一样。
Like what the light now is to penetrate through the glass.
因为这个世界是越来越黑暗。
Because the world is getting darker and darker.
只有我们需要神的福音之光来到这个世界。
We need the light of God's gospel and come onto this earth.
才能带给人有希望和安慰。
So that we can bring the comfort and then, the light to the world.
第三咧，就要每一日朝头早都要求神俾我哋改过自身嘅机会。
So each morning we ask God to give us the chances for us to repent and change.
让我哋能够克服呢个罪同埋试探。
So that we can overcome this sin and temptation.
呢个罪系伏喺我哋身上，随时都会搅扰我哋，让我哋咧明知故犯。
The sins are already dormant into our body, and they will erupt anytime and then make us to reap had the the bad conducts.
甚至我哋冇辦法去控制自己。
Sometimes we are out of control that we cannot know how to deal with it.
因此我哋一定要翻教會。
So that we need to come to church.
讓我哋有呢個福音嘅羣體彼此嚟到勉勵。
We have this whole congregation help us to encourage each other.
彼此代禱。
And pray for each other.
信服聖靈嘅引導。
To submit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
做我哋應該做嘅嘢。
Do the things we're supposed to do.
並且係好樂於分享你嘅生命見證俾周圍嘅人。
You will be really willingly and happily to share your personal testimony to people around you.
我相信呢好多嚟咗教會好耐嘅都知道啦，但係我哋真係需要聖靈帶領我哋做到呢啲事情。
I know that most of you would know, had knowledge, but we will ask the Lord to teach us how to really carry it out.
好啦，跟住我哋要睇嘅就係喺呢個啟示錄第八章、第九章，我哋要點樣去迎向呢個更大嘅審判。
So that now we go on to the Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 9, teaching us how to face this evangelize, this fallen world.
咁如果大家手洗聖經嘅，你可以打開啟示錄就。
So if you have a Bible, please open up to the Revelation. Let's take a look.
当第一个喇叭吹出来的时候,
When the first trumpet blew out,
这个呢,在出埃及记和约珥书都有提过类似这样的灾难。
So also in the book of Exodus and also the book of Joel, they also mentioned the same kind of disaster happened.
就是在天上有一个冰炮但是带着火烧落去地上的草木，烧了三分之一。
And talking about hail and with fire, and then we really burn all the grass and the trees.
第二个的喇叭一吹的时候
，When the second trumpet up，
有一个山火抌咗落嚟，别系充满着血，使到嗰啲海洋变成血。死了很多的海洋的生物。
So there's a one third of the sea became blood, and also one third of the living creature died.
第十节到第十一节呢，呢节就讲到有一个烧着的火大声嚟到抌咗落去嗰啲河渊上边。
So from verse 10 to 11, talking about the blazing like a torch star.Threw into the rivers.
掉落去呢个河川嘅呢个星系有名嘅喎，系苦星。佢哋原文咧，佢叫做恩尘星。
This great star has a name called Wormwood.
咁呢个恩尘星咧，落咗去啲河川里边咧，啲水咧就变成苦水啦。
When this Wormwood fell into the river, it turned the river into bitter water.
飲咗呢啲污染嘅水嘅人就死咗好多。
Who drank this polluted bitter water will die, and many of them die.
所以三個喇叭吹咗之後咧，就開始人命就出咗事情啦。
So after these three trumpets really blow out, and then the human life has really a lot of really sacrificed and died.
跟住咧就係日月星辰嘅轉變。
And the next one is talking about the heavenly body had changed.
十二節到到十三節，呢度咁點講咧？
From verses 12 to 13, mentioned like this.
全個宇宙都黑曬，有三分之一係變黑咗。
So the whole universe had changed into darkness. One third of them into no light and all dark.
跟住咧，有個鷹咧就喺度大聲話：慘啦！慘啦！慘啦！鷹喂。原文叫禍災，禍災啊！
There was an eagle crying and saying that in a loud voice, "So woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth."
點解個鷹會咁樣叫咧？
How would the eagle cry like this?
因為第九章就出現有一個嘅一粒星係墮落嘅星。
Because in chapter 9, it mentioned about one falling star.
嗱，呢個星咧好似人咁嘅喎。
This falling star looked like a human being.
因为佢跌咗落去无底坑嘅坑口，揸住锁匙， 打開了這個無底坑。
He has the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit.
而這個無底坑打開了之後，
Once this bottomless pit opened up,
九章第二節就說有很多煙冒上來。
Chapter 9 verse 2 talking about a lot of smoke came out.
是好像大火爐的煙。
It's like from a big furnace, that kind of smoke.
啲煙濃到咧，你日頭都睇唔見啦。
The smoke is so thick you could not even see the sun in the daylight.
跟住就睇到一啲好恐怖嘅蝗蟲飛上嚟。
Then you will see a sort of horrible locust will come out.
嗰啲恐怖嘅嘢我唔講啦。
So I'm not going to talk about these horrible things.
但係呢啲蟲咧好犀利。
But these locusts are very extremely powerful.
佢係讓啲人受苦五個月死唔去嘅。
And then they will torture human for 5 months, but you will not die.
第六節話佢哋求生不得，求死不能。
In verse 6, they talking about they ask to die, but they cannot.
咁然之後咧，跟住落去咧，就係睇到二億嘅馬軍。有四個墮落使者帶住佢去到處去殺人。
And also mentioned about the 200 millions of mounted troops, and then four fallen angels falling all over the place to kill people.
死咗幾多
？How many people died？
幾多
？How many？
有睇聖經
？From the Bible？
三分之一。
One third of human being。
三分之一。
One third of them。
多唔多啊
？Is it a lot？
而家我哋有几多人口啊
？How many people we have nowadays population wise？
有几多人口啊
？How about the population that you know？
我当佢六十亿，六十亿系 six billion 系嘛？而家真系有时脑筋唔系咁灵活吓。你死三分之一，真係好多。
So one third of this whole population all vanished is just a lot.
但係呢個唔係約翰嘅重點。
But this is not the key point what John wants us to tell us.
約翰嘅重點就係話，仲入呢一啲未死嘅三分之二，仍然唔會因為呢六個嘅喇叭吹響帶嚟嘅審判。
So the key point is the two-thirds of the people that remain standing and will not be affected by the previous things happening because of the six trumpets have sounded out.
第二十節和二十一節兩次提到他們不悔改。
So chapter 9 verses 20-21, they mention twice,This remained mankind still not repent.
仍然走翻佢哋以前嘅路。
They still go back to their old path.
仍然犯罪得罪神。
They still want to commit sins and really offend the Lord.
今日我哋教会呼吁大家要做主嘅门徒。
So nowadays our church want to really advocate about to be God's disciple.
就是要我们向这些三分之一未死的人来到向他们传福音。
To really appeal us so that we can really spread the gospel to this two-thirds of mankind.
让他们仍有机会来到去悔改。
So that they still have the opportunity to really change and repent.
如果我们不用这样的角度来看启示录第八章第九章，我们只是看一场戏而已。
If you're not going to read this Revelation chapter 8, chapter 9 from this perspective, you're just going to look like it's like a movie.
因为三分之二还未死。
Because two-thirds of this mankind still living.
世界仍然是堕落。
The world still fallen.
但这一班人明知是这样堕落，仍然不肯悔改。
This group of people although know that this is a fallen world, but they still do not want to repent.
咁我哋话，哎呀，梁牧师，你嘅咁有口才，你讲唔服啲人，其我哋点样可以讲服佢哋咧
？Maybe you say that, oh, Pastor Leo, you're such a good in speech wise, very eloquent, that if you cannot convince them, how would I do?
你讀過神學又牧會咁多年，你都搞唔掂，你唔使預我咯。
You have gone through the seminary and have been a preacher for a long time, and then you cannot even do that, and don't even count me in.
重點係我哋肯唔肯出去。
The main point is, are we willing to go out?
因為只有靠著聖靈先能夠改變人心。
Only through the help of the Holy Spirit.The people can change their mind.
我哋嘅角色就係要開出去，行出去。
The role of we, the we have this role does only venture out.
所以讀呢段聖經唔係一個壞消息。
So when we read this scripture, doesn't mean that we bring the bad news to you.
係一個好消息。
But rather, it's a good news.
就係神俾呢三分之二嘅人仍然有機會可以悔改。
God still gives this.Opportunity to this two-thirds of mankind.
我哋應該要有呢個耶穌基督嗰種嘅心智，去仍然進入人群裏邊，將神嘅話行出嚟。
We still need to have the mindset like our Jesus Christ, go into the group of people, and then we'll change their mind.
因為福音係能夠使到萬人得救。
Because gospel can really change people and be saved.
祂本是神的大能。
This is really God's mighty work.
是要先救所有相信的。
So really save all those people that believe in him.
后面那三分之二，神救不救得到祂呢？这些不关我的事，我们要做的就是要去传给祂们听。
Whether these two-thirds of mankind, they all believe or not, is not my task.My way is going to do and willing to go in.
只要我们肯,
Only when we want to,
神就能够做到,
God will make it happen.
圣灵就会在他们生命里面做, 翻转的工作。
The Holy Spirit will change their life around.
我们本身也都需要神的复兴。
We ourselves need to revival from our God too.
让我们不只是看一场戏。
So that we're not just going to be a person just observe the whole things like seeing a movie.
或者读一段经文。
Or just read a passage.
咁跟住咧，后边嗰六日咧，我哋仍然做自己嘅嘢。
Or the remaining of the week that we still do our own thing.
所以约翰。在約翰福音亦都寫過一句説話。
So in the book of John, and also have one sentence like this.
讓我哋讀者被提醒。
So all the reader need to be reminded of.
主耶穌基督曾經咁講。
Our Jesus Christ did mention one thing like this.
喺第十章十六節。
In book of John chapter 10 verse 16.
不妨我哋大聲讀一次。
Let's read out loud together.
我另外有羊。不是這圈裡的，我必須領他們來，他們也要聽我的聲音，並且要合成一群，歸一個牧人了。
And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, and so there will be one flock, one shepherd.
大家睇冇睇見啊
？Can you see？
我哋而家喺呢個圈裏邊。
We are in the fold.
我哋應該好高興，係咪
？Are we really happy now?
但係神嘅兒子耶穌基督話：另外仲有羊，佢要將佢帶翻嚟。
But our Jesus Christ, God's Son, and told us that there are some other people outside of this fold. I want to bring them in also.
使徒行傳初期教會講過一句説話。
In the early church, in the book of Acts, and mention one thing like this.
主將得救嘅人數加俾佢嘅教會。
God will really add on those number of the believer into the church.
我哋嘅角色係咩咧
？What is our role?
就要好好做主嘅門徒。
So that we can be a good disciple of our Jesus Christ.
因為基督嘅緣故。
Because of our Jesus Christ,
我们愿意舍弃自己,
we're willing to sacrifice ourselves,
天天背起十字架,
we bear the cross daily.
嚟到去跟從我哋嘅主。
So we follow our Christ.
佢會負責。
He will be in charge of it.
佢會將羊帶到我哋中間。
He will bring the sheep into our fold.
我哋守得住主耶穌基督嘅教導。
We need to keep his teaching.
我相信我哋嘅教會會復興。
We know that our church will revive.
唔一定係人數嘅復興。
Not just only talking about number being added.
重點係我哋靈裏邊嘅復興。
It's talking about the revival of our soul.
我哋行出去就唔再一樣。
So that when we venture out, our life was all changed.
呢個七號好似係一個喇叭，係咁樣提醒。
This seventh trumpet is really trying to remind us constantly.
我哋呢幾個禮拜教會嗰個警鈴 alarm 啊出咗事。
In these few weeks, our church alarm has really messed up.
啊！一開門就可以砰砰砰砰嚇到咧，好緊張。
So once we opened the door, the alarm was sound off and it really scared us off.
咁你 set 佢，佢唔聽，係一路係咁叫。
Although you reset it and will not really follow suit and still currently blast out.
佢最慘咧，你走之前。
So the worst thing is then you are about to leave.
係約咗人去探訪啦。
So you really, you know, have the visitation already on the book.
剩翻幾秒嘅啫。
Only a few seconds left.
結果咧，撳極佢都唔聽話。
So when you reset it and then about to leave and will not follow.
今日好多時候號角已經吹響啦，喇叭已經吹出嚟啦，但係我哋唔知點樣去做。
Nowadays, the trumpets already sounding, and then we still do not know what to do.
我哋真係求神指引我哋。
May the Lord really show us and guide us.
應該點樣調整自己？
How to readjust ourselves.
讓我哋呢一個嘅機會唔好錯失。
So that we will not miss out this opportunity.
讓我哋低頭祈禱。
Let's bow our heads.
天父，多謝你俾我哋恩典。
Oh dear Lord, thank you for the grace you have given to us.
信靠主耶穌。
Believe in Jesus Christ.
就有盼望。
So that we can have hope.
就有生命。
So that we can have life.
就有出路。
So that we can have a venture out.
亦都明白呢個真理。
So that we can understand the truth.
求你再將呢一個嘅使命放喺我哋當中。
Please put this task onto us as a mission.
讓我哋識得點樣調整為主所使用。
So that we can really know how to adjust ourselves so that the Lord